Frustrated with the current state of the education system, Bennett High math teacher Jeff Grossi is the featured rapper in this video that delivers a controversial anti-Common Core message.
Well, I created this video to really inform educators, teachers, parents, students, and basically all members of our community. Education needs to change, and we need to really modify the Common Core learning standards and the way we are testing students in the city, in this state, and in this country.
Grossi has been teaching the last 12 years at Bennett. He points to the difficulty of Common Core math for his students. He says educators need to be more aware of what Common Core is supposed to do, but teachers were not taken into consideration when it was implemented. Bennett is among four failing city schools that is in jeopardy of shutting down.
I'm frustrated with, you know, being labeled and my students labeled as quote-unquote low performing. I hate that phrase.
Bennett has continued to suffer declines in its graduation rates. In 2014, it was just 37%. 95% of the more than 700 students are minority. Many come from impoverished families. 82% of Bennett students eligible take a free lunch.
Oh, poverty plays a major contributing factor to what's really going on. Many of my students come from, you know, single parent households, or, you know, they live with a grandmother or an aunt or an uncle, or even in foster homes. They have to be a parent and they have to be a babysitter for their younger siblings or family members. Nobody knows the struggles and the hardships that my students deal with. And when they come to school, they try their hardest.
But Grossi noted that students should not be given a free pass for their difficult life situations when it comes to learning.
What is going on in Bennett?
When I first started at Bennett, it was under great leadership and we had great programs. We had magnet programs. Those programs have been diminished and they've been taken away. And so what happens is you take away wonderful programs and, you know, what are you left with? You're left with a bare-bone curriculum for our students who need more.
Who broke it down?
I saw the breakdown, you know, coming from previous boards and superintendents where the vision of Bennett High School wasn't shared.
If Bennett closes, what will happen to you in your career?
That's a great question. You know, nobody really knows right now, and that's it's an uneasy feeling. I've never had to really worry about not going back to Bennett. So they want to shut down public education, and they want to privatize it, and it's a shame. It's labeled now in society that public education is failing. Is it really failing? I don't think it is. I think we're just being led to believe that, oh my God, there's a crisis with public education.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Wasting precious time, so much discriminating. Need a place to alleviate our minds. They're deteriorating, patience disintegrating, innovative creators changing, aging future lackluster, instructional congregating, demonstrations ranging from classroom to stages. Give me